Hi everybody, my name is Adisu Ayale. Today I'm going to talk on the effect of psyllium wilt on photosynthesis rate, yield, and the fiber quality of greenhouse grown upland cotton lines. The most important problem I want to mention here is psyllium wilt restricts the flow of water and nutrients, and which impacts the rate of photosynthesis in cotton. A severe infection may lead to the reduction in yield and fiber quality. So the most efficient and cost-effective method of controlling this disease is using resistant cotton cultivar. So the hypothesis is that psyllium wilt affect the rate of photosynthesis and may also reduce the deposition and the reorganization of cellular molecules in cotton. So this would impact the property of fiber, especially micronar, maturity, and short fiber content. So we want to assess the impact of psyllium wilt on yield, fiber quality of cotton breeding line, and we also want to identify better performing breeding line when it is inoculated with disease under a controlled environment. In this study, we have used six genotypes. Four of the breeding, four of them are breeding line developed by a cotton breeding program at Texas A&M, and two of them are cultivars. One of the Delta Pine 1612 was susceptible check, and FiberMax 2484 B2F was used as a resistant check. We have two treatments. One is a control, the other one is treated with Verticillium macrotia. So we have six genotypes were arranged in randomized complete design with six replication, which comes about 72 observation in two growing seasons. So this is to show how the process of disease inoculation. We use a macrotia of Verticillium dal are grown on minimum salt medium and mix it at the desired concentration. And we put into the center of the pot. So you can see the this tube was used as a channeling to put the mixed soil with verticillium. And after 30 to 40 days, you can see there is a symptom on the leaf as well as on the vascular tissue. We collect data on photosynthesis rate, intercellular carbon dioxide concentration, stomatal conductance, and transpiration rate, and both also harvested at 120 days after planting in order to get the yield per plant. So we test the fiber quality of both harvested from first position and second position. Using high volume instrument, which is HVI, and the Advanced Fiber Information System. So this is the result of photosynthesis. As you can see, we use the Lycor 6400 to measure photosynthesis. As you can see, there is a difference between the control and the treated one. So the control is with a blue line, and the red one is the one treated with the disease. Especially, there is a significant difference was seen observed at 65 days after planting through 105. So the stomatal conductance also follows the trend that you have seen in photosynthesis rate. So how does this the verticillium impact the genotype? Photosynthesis ability. As you can see, the susceptible check has got the lowest photosynthesis rate. However, the resistant check, which is FiberMax 2484, has got a nice photosynthesis rate, but there are some other genotypes has a similar rate of photosynthesis. So it also the impacts the lenteel, as you can see. Again, the susceptible genotype has got the lowest fiber production per plant, and the compared to the resistant check. Again, still some genotypes perform better under disease pressure. And this is the yield penalty. As you can see, again, the susceptible genotype has got the highest yield loss compared to the resistant. Again, some of the genotype, these two genotype has got the lowest yield loss compared to the susceptible check and breeding lines. This is to show the relationship between fiber quality and the photosynthesis rate. As you can see, there is a positive and a significant relationship between photosynthesis rate and micronal maturity, which means that the higher the photosynthesis rate and the better the fiber maturity as well as micronal. However, verticillium will reduce photosynthesis rate, which results in the development of immature fiber. Immature fiber breaks during processing, which increases the short fiber content as well as increases the entanglement of fiber and immature fiber person. So that's why you can see that there is a significant negative relationship between photosynthesis rate and these fiber properties. So this is to show the impact of verticillium wilt on micronar on 2018 and 2019 greenhouse grown-up plant cotton lines. As you can see, the susceptible check again has got the lowest micronar and compared to the resistant one. And again, some of the genotypes have performed better under this verticillium wilt disease pressure. The trend in fiber maturity ratio is follows the trend that we have seen in micronar. So this is short fiber content. Again, short fiber content, the average short fiber content for susceptible check is very high. As you can see, there are also some lines has got the highest short fiber content, but the resistant genotypes has got the lowest short fiber content, and some genotypes has got lowest short fibers. And this is to show you the fiber length distribution of genotype inoculated with verticillium wilt. As you can see, there is a variability among genotype treated with verticillium, except one of the breeding line. All of the fiber length distribution treated with verticillium was very poor. I want to focus here. These are the length distribution of control under control condition or the control treatment. As you can see, the control one, the length distribution of Delta Pine 1612, which is a susceptible check, has got the nice length distribution, which is represented by a red color. The frequency of long fiber here is high, and the frequency of short fiber is really low. But when it's treated with verticillium disease, you can see the frequency of short fiber content and the length distribution of Delta Pine is really high. Has a very bad length distribution. However, there is one line which has got a similar length distribution before and after the treatment with verticillium. So there is a possibility to find out the resistant genotypes for verticillium. So in conclusion, the verticillium will reduce photosynthesis rate, which negatively impacts yield and fiber quality, specifically micronar maturity and short fiber content. It is very important to consider micronar fiber maturity and other related fiber properties when screening for breeding line for verticillium resistance. If you want to evaluate the genotype using photosynthesis rate measurement, it's very important to measure the photosynthesis rate at critical period, which is a peak blooming and ball setting period. Breeding line 16-13-601 is one of the source candidates to develop cultivars that can be produce a good fiber quality under verticillium wind pressure. With that, I would like to thank the Cotton Incorporated Texas Support Project Group and Plains Cotton Improvement and USDA. So thank you very much. If you have any question,